Well, we've been doing a series on the power of speaking in tongues. You guys all right with that? You speak in tongues? You should have more faith now in speaking in tongues than you ever had before. And you're going to have more because we're going to get into the Word on it and we're going to see some things. And I'm excited for you guys that are here. We're not gonna back off. We're going to continue and we're going to do what God's called us to do. You guys ready? I'm going to download on you tonight. And that's okay, because I know you guys are ready for it. Other people might be sitting here just looking at me like, what? But you guys are ready. Well, we're going to pray. Let's find our scripture first. John 16, verse 12. We're going to pray and believe God that we can hear from God tonight. I want to hear from God tonight. I know some of this, but you know, you don't know it all until you get under the anointing, and then more comes out, and you're like, yes, that's what I was wanting. Right? It's the same way with you guys. You, as far as you want to go is as far as you want to hear. You know? And we're the only ones limiting God. So we're not going to limit Him, and I'm not going to limit Him. That's why I make a commitment just to say it like it is, and you know, however it comes out, well, you guys can handle it. Right? Hallelujah. Jesus is Lord. You ready? Father, in Jesus' name, we thank You for Your holy written Word. We drink deeply of Your Word tonight. We hear Your Word. We have ears to hear. You've built us with ears to hear. We hear from Your Word. We hear from the Spirit. You are the Good Shepherd, and we know Your voice. We hear Your voice, and we follow it. We ask You to speak to us clearly tonight that we may go forward into realms that we may never even thought we'd enter into. But we know that You're leading there, and we go there following You in Jesus' name. We thank You for it. Holy Ghost, I ask Your participation here. You're the teacher. I ask to be taught. I ask that everyone here be taught. And we will go forward in all that You've called us to do today and forever in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. John chapter 16 and verse 12. I have yet many things to say unto you. Now, where do you think we're at? If God's word is speaking to us today, do you think God has yet many things to say unto us? Isn't this still the truth?
Yes.
No, that was just back when Jesus was talking to the disciples. No, He's taught. You're the disciple now. Okay? They're not even here anymore. He's talking to you. He has yet many things to say unto you.
Hallelujah.
Do you know that? I know you guys know that. He has many things to say. And I know He's saying this to me too, as much as He's saying it to you. I have so many things to say unto you. But look what He says right here. But you can't bear them now. Why do you think He's not saying them to you? Because you can't handle it. This is still the truth. We like to put this off and say, no, that was the disciples because they weren't filled with the Holy Ghost. But you're filled with the Holy Ghost, and He's still saying that to you. I have so many things to say to you, Rich. So many things, but you can't handle it now. Can't bear it. Can't bear up under it. Look at this. Howbeit, when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He will guide you into all the truth. Do you know all the truth yet?
No.
You don't know it all. You can't handle it all right now, but He's going to continue to guide you. Who is? The same Holy Spirit that He said was going to come on the day of Pentecost. He was going to continue to guide you into all the truth. Things that you can't bear right now. Well, what's going to happen then? You're going to become more educated in the things of the Spirit. And if I had my title up there, that's what it'd be. Fully educated. You're going to be fully educated. You're not fully educated right now. It's just the beginning. On the day of Pentecost, they began. Began. It was the beginning of what? Their education. What kind of education? Spiritual education. Because they couldn't handle it then. If He told them then they were going to speak in tongues and the Holy Ghost was going to speak to them in a new language and that's how He was going to teach them and train them, they would have gone, what are you talking about? You say that in some churches today and they'll still say, what are you talking about? That's His method. That's how he does it. Hallelujah. Howbeit when he, I love that, he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself. That means he's not going to speak unless you open your mouth. Do you understand that? I mean, we've gone over this many times here. He does not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. He shall glorify me, for he shall receive of mine, and shall show it unto you. Who's he going to receive of? Jesus's, and he's going to show it. The word also is transmit. He's going to transmit all the things that are Jesus's unto you. No wonder you can't handle it all. Then he says, everything the Father has. Look at this. Verse 15. All things that the Father has are mine. Therefore said I that he shall take of mine and show it unto you. Is he going to do this all at once? You couldn't handle it. Even now, we're born again and filled with the Holy Ghost, and we talk in tongues, hopefully at least an hour a day, and we still can't handle it. Now, does his method change? And that's my point I want to get across to you. Does his method change? No, it's the same way. He's still going to do it by the Spirit of truth coming on you, guiding you into all the truth. And we know, because we've been here, how does he do this? The number one way is while you are speaking in other tongues, he's guiding you. He's revealing things to you. Remember on the day of Pentecost, and we're going to go right over there. I don't want to get ahead of myself tonight. I want to lay this out nice and firmly. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 2. Remember, he said when he is come, he's going to do all these things. So on the day of Pentecost, and I've gone over this many times, and I'm going to say it again. On the day of Pentecost, when the Holy Ghost came, what happened? All of a sudden, they could bear everything. All of a sudden, they knew all things, and he brought all things to their remembrance. All of a sudden. No, he didn't. He did one thing. One thing. They spoke with other tongues, which was the manifestation of all of these things Jesus said. In speaking in tongues, he teaches you all things. In speaking in tongues, he guides you into all the truth. In speaking in tongues, he reveals to you things that are to come. In speaking in tongues, he comforts you. And we have scriptures for every single one of these things. In speaking in tongues, he's the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the intercessor, the advocate. He strengthens you. He builds you up while you're speaking in tongues. While you speak, he doesn't speak of himself. You speak. All right? My goodness. Ready? Verse 1, chapter 2 of Acts. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. Suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire, and it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began, everybody say began, to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Who began to speak? They spoke. So many people are waiting for the Holy Ghost to speak. Bible says he doesn't speak of himself. That means you have to speak. When you do the speaking, you are just like they who began to speak. Now you, it's just the beginning. Why? Because you can't handle it all. And it goes by increments. Thank God, or we'd just all explode. Hallelujah. That's what would have happened on the day of Pentecost if he dumped everything on them like Jesus said. When he has come, they should have said, what do you mean when he's come, he's going to do all that? We will all die immediately if he does all of that. But he didn't. He loosed their tongue so that they could begin to speak all of these mysteries, the mysteries of the kingdom, the mysteries that were hidden from the foundations of the world. And he's teaching you and guiding you into all of these things. When you speak and as you speak. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. 1 John chapter 2. And this just gets bigger and broader the more. How many of you have been praying in tongues more? Are you noticing a difference? Are you noticing? It's like what Lynn said the other day. She said, now I'm starting to realize. You've been telling me to do this, but now that she's doing it, she's realizing what's happening. All of a sudden, she'll pray in tongues for a half an hour, then she'll open her Bible, and she's like, whoa! It just explodes on her. Why is that? Because the Holy Ghost is leading her into the truth. Rather than you just trying to find the truth, He's leading you, and He wrote it. He knows exactly what to say to you to get the message across. But you got to do it His way. His way is to speak in other tongues, whether we think it's weird or not. 1 John 2 and verse 27. This is going to get really good. Glory be to God. But the anointing which you have received of Him abides in you. What anointing did they receive from Him? Would this be the promise of the Father? This is the promise. What was the manifestation? What was the evidence of receiving this anointing, this promise? It was to speak with other tongues as He gave you utterance. This is the Bible method. This is what He's talking about. The anointing which you have received of Him abides in you, and you need not that any man teach you, but as the same anointing teaches you. How did they know they had this anointing? They were speaking in tongues. As this same anointing teaches you. How does this same anointing teach you? By speaking in tongues. You are taught by speaking in these languages. Well, brother, that doesn't make sense. How do I know how's my mind going to understand this? Well, most of the time it doesn't. The spiritual things are what's being taught to you. You're a spirit being. We're talking about spiritual education. Right? How do you know the truth? Do you know it in your mind? No, you know it in your spirit. How do you know what's truth or error? It's a spiritual thing, and you're being educated as you speak. As you speak what? These words. You go to college, you learn a whole new set of words. You keep going on and, you know, become a professor or something, you don't even speak English anymore. It's like, I don't know what that is. Some higher form of English. But that's what you're doing. You're going from glory to glory with your languages. Hallelujah. How do you teach somebody anything? With words, don't you? Isn't that the main tool? Isn't this what God uses? The same anointing teaches you. As the same anointing teaches you of what? All things and His truth. What did Jesus say the Holy Spirit was going to do? He was going to teach you all things and guide you into all the truth. Could this possibly be talking about the same Holy Spirit? And what happened on the day of Pentecost when He came? They spoke with tongues. It was the manifestation of Him beginning to teach them all things. Things they couldn't bear. So let me ask you, are there things that you can't bear right now? What is the way that you're going to get into those things and be able to bear it? It's by praying in other tongues, speaking in other tongues, and through the means of the Comforter, the Counselor, the Helper, the Intercessor, the Teacher, this anointing that's teaching you and is truth, the Spirit of truth. He says, it is truth and is no lie, and even as it has taught you, you shall abide in Him. Even as He taught you. How did He teach you? And this is critical. I know you guys are all in the same boat here. How did He teach you? By speaking and praying in tongues, in the Spirit. This is how you learned it. Have you, any of you figured this out yet? That the more you speak in tongues and pray in tongues, the more revelation you get, the more truth makes sense to you. The farther you go, the more you grow, the stronger you get. Glory be to God forever. Go with me to Romans chapter 8. Glory be to God forever. This is His method. This is how He does it. Glory be to God. Romans chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities. What would be an infirmity? Remember, Jesus said, you can't bear it now. You can't handle it. It was the infirmity of their understanding, the infirmity of them not being able to handle it. Right? A weakness. Thank you. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. That's too bad. I guess we were left in some sad situation because we don't know how to get past these infirmities, these weaknesses. What are we going to do? We don't know how to pray for it. We don't know what to pray for. We don't know how to pray as we ought. Too bad he didn't have some more at the end of this verse for us. Oh, wait a minute. There is more. Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. But who utters them? We utter them. He's making the intercession, but he doesn't speak of himself. You have to speak these intercessions out of your mouth. Glory be to God. What do you think he's praying? What do you think he's doing? Is he strengthening you? Is he helping you? Is he taking up where you couldn't handle it, where you couldn't bear it before? And now all of a sudden you see yourself bearing things you couldn't have handled 2 years ago. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to what? The will of God. Glory be to God forever. You ready for this? Verse 28. And we know. What is and? What does and mean? Conjunction. It's a conjunction. What's the function of a conjunction? That's right. It joins two things together. People love, religious people really love this verse right here. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Even sickness and disease and poverty and plagues. Plagues work together for good to them that love the Lord. Yes, amen. See, they missed this whole thing. They couldn't bear it, could they? They couldn't bear it, so they made up some stupid thing. How is it that we know all things work together for us? How is it we know it? Because we've prayed it out. We've said it. We've spoken it under the unction, the anointing of the Holy One. He's taught us all things, and we know these things, things we couldn't possibly have known before. It's supernatural knowledge. Things to come. Things in the past. Things only you could know by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. As you speak. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. Everybody say, the called. We are the called. We are the called according to his purpose. Where does this call come from, people? Where does it come from? Comes from the Spirit of God. He's calling you. How are you going to fulfill your call? And this is the thing I think Jesus was talking about when he says, I've got so many things to tell you, but you can't bear it now. What couldn't they bear? They could not bear the call. They couldn't fulfill what God's called them to do. Are you going to be able to fulfill what God's called you to do somehow apart from the Holy Ghost? You can't even bear it now. You can't even handle it. If he told you and whispered it into your ear, this is what I called you to do, you couldn't handle it. So how are you going to be able to handle what he's called you to do? By speaking in other tongues. As you speak in other tongues, he begins to do something on the inside of you. He begins to train you and teach you. You become fully educated unto the next thing that he's called you to do. And he never just takes you all at once. Paul was called to be an apostle. But at first, he was either a prophet and a teacher or a teacher and a prophet, because that's what he was called in the 13th chapter of the book of Acts. And then, after praying and fasting, the Holy Ghost said something to him and separated him unto what the work whereunto he was called. He couldn't have handled it before then. Couldn't have. He took years. What was it, 14, I think? 14 years in the wilderness? In the Word. In the Word, in the Word, praying in other tongues. 14 years, brother, praying in other tongues. Why? Why was he there? He's in the Word, he's praying in other tongues. What was God doing? Bringing him, training him, teaching him, fully teaching and training him so that he could enter the call. This is why I'm upset with people not being here, because they need to know this. They will never enter the call on their life until they do this, until they pray the price and the legitimate price, not running here and there to find somebody to lay hands on them or getting some anointing. They need to get home, get in their closet and pray in tongues until God matures and develops and teaches and trains them so that they can handle what they couldn't bear before. Any believer, anytime, if they will just do the Word. All things work together for good to them that love God, to them that are called according to his purpose. Verse 29, for whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed into the image of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. Whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them he also glorified. You see a progression here. He could not glorify somebody who couldn't bear the first part of it. They couldn't hear the call until all of a sudden God matured them and did something. Through the teacher, through the function and power of the Holy Spirit, which we know is by speaking in other tongues. That's why I say the more you speak in other tongues, the more that call will become real to you. And you will know what it is. You will know things you can't know right now. That's the place we're all in. This is why I'm excited about it. Because I know that if I'll pray the price, I like to say that, pray the price in the Spirit, I will then be able to bear something else. We kind of have a sense of something there, but we don't know exactly what it is until we pray it through. Old time Pentecostals used to say that. We pray it through. What are they saying? Exactly this. They're saying you pray until you get it and it comes through and hello, hallelujah. And then you know that it's going to work together. All right. Go with me. You are called according to what purpose? His purpose. Look over to Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Glory be to God. It says, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. The gifts and calling. The gifts and calling of God are without repentance, meaning he's not veering from it. Even though we may not know what it is, he's not veering from it. How are we going to know what it is, Rich? How are we ever going to be fully educated to know what the call of God is? By praying in tongues. There is no other way. And people try to find it in all kinds of ways. They go to Bible school. They hope some man will tell them. They'll go here, they'll hope some prophet will prophesy over them, tell them what it is. Jesus already told you how to do it. Yes. And if you get it some other way, you're going in some other gate and you're doing it the wrong way. This is the only legitimate way, and it's costly. It costs you something. It costs you of getting in the Word and praying in the Spirit. But I don't want to pray in tongues for several hours a day. Well, then you don't want to pray the price. You don't want to pay the legitimate price. You just want to fall into it some way. Oh, I just want to pick up an anointing that somebody else has and let them come, right? The transfer of anointings. We've heard that people run all over the place doing this, trying to pick up something. Yeah, you might end up getting something. Pay legitimate prices, get legitimate power. And it'll be the real thing, the real deal, baby. The gifts and callings are what? Without repentance. Meaning God's not going to turn from it. You can't either. I don't care. You keep going. You keep following God. Eventually, He will get this across to you. And there's something about those two things. They go together. The gifts and the calling go together. Wouldn't that make sense? Is He going to call you to do something and not gift you to do it? So as you're bumping into these things, you're going to bump into the gifts and the calling, the same place. They both come from the same place. They come from the Holy Ghost. Now listen, what gift did you get when the Holy Ghost came on you? You got Himself, but what came with that? The ability to speak with other tongues. Where is the calling embedded? It's embedded in your praying in the tongues. If you don't have a good grip on what you're called to do and the gifts, where are they? They're still embedded in that one gift, speaking in other tongues. It'll bring the whole thing out. How are you going to fulfill this call? God's called you. And He's not repenting from it. But the gift and the calling come together, and they come the same way. Speaking in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we can putter around with this for year after year after year. And I have too. You know, I'm as guilty as anybody else. Who knows? We could have all been doing this 14 years ago. But we were all doing something else because we weren't paying legitimate price. Now we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to get into this. We're going to pay the legitimate price that God's telling us. And that gift and the calling, they come together. And glory be to God. We don't have to worry about anybody else, whether they're doing it or not, because we're doing it. Right? You're not dependent on me. I'm not dependent on you. You're dependent on the Holy Ghost. And if you're paying the price and I'm paying the price and we're all paying the price together, glory be to God. The gifts and callings, they just come. Same place. Do you think your calling's going to come from some other place than where the gift is coming from? No. That's the Holy Ghost. They began to speak. They began in their calling, did they not? Peter, he had not even begun in his calling until the Holy Ghost came on him. Jesus said, wait, don't go anywhere. You haven't even begun. So when you begin to speak, you're beginning in the gifts and you're beginning in your calling. The beginning. You're not there yet. Keep beginning because you can't handle it all. You're becoming more and more educated, and our job is to be fully educated in all the gifts and in all the calling. The only way it's going to happen is the same way all the other things happen, is by speaking. Words. More words. Words and words and words and words and words and words. As the Spirit gives utterance. Glory be to God. Sounds like you want me to just pray in tongues all the time. Yes, I do. Glad you figured that out. Go to Ephesians chapter 1. Hallelujah. You guys, you are going to reach callings of God that very few other people ever have. I remember Hagin saying this, and it always struck me as profound. He was in the ministry for 12 years as a pastor. Then all of a sudden, after praying and seeking God, he was unsatisfied or dissatisfied. And the Lord speaks to him quite clearly and says, you have just now entered the first phase of what I've called you to do. He'd been in the ministry 12 years. The first phase? What was all that other stuff then? It wasn't even a phase. Maybe it was a phase. It's just a phase. But it wasn't God's phase. How did he get there? Praying in the Spirit, I guarantee you, that's Scripture. We're going to get there too. Can you do that? Can you at the end of time, you can stand up before God and he's going to say, Patrick, you finished all phases of the ministry, which I put on you, the gifts and callings I put on you. How do you think that's going to happen? Just, it's going to be by the power of the Holy Spirit, the comforter, the counselor, the helper, the strengthener, the intercessor, the advocate, the standby, because you gave him place. You spoke his words. When he was interceding, you agreed with him. We work together. You're going to speak it out. You think you're going to walk in anything you don't speak out first? There's no way. We know that. We're word people. We know we've got to speak it and declare it to be. Same thing when you're speaking in tongues. You're speaking out what he's speaking, declaring it to be the gifts and the calling. Hallelujah. And eventually you go, wait a minute, I didn't even think I'd ever be doing that. How did that happen? That gift and calling was there. It never repented. You just started agreeing with it. And all of a sudden, you're starting to handle more and more of it. You're like, wait a minute, I could never have handled this 2 years ago. Rich is living proof. That's why I keep him around. Hallelujah. It's like, I'd never be doing that. It's like, he told me the other day I wouldn't even play a song. It'd take me a month to play the chorus or something, on right? To get up in front of people. Now he'll get one, you know, on the way. On the way to church and just play it. Glory be to God. That's the Holy Ghost. We're being fully educated to what? The gifts and callings. The gifts and callings. What are we more and more educated? When you pray in tongues, who are you educated unto? Him. Him. You start to know him more and more. You know the flows and now the tongues and the way he starts to move. You're being spiritually edumacated. That's how Ed Dufresne would say it. Edumacated. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where it came from. Edumacation. And the anointment. Hallelujah. Glory be to God forever. Did I tell you to turn to Ephesians chapter 1? All right. You probably read the whole thing already. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 18. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. What power were we given? The Holy Ghost. Jesus said you'd receive power after the Holy Ghost came on them. So once again, so what happened on the day of Pentecost? They were just so full with power that they exploded. They received all power, they received all wisdom, and everything was revealed to them from the past. No, one thing happened. They began to speak words. Through speaking those words, this is what happens. They started to be enlightened. Their understanding began to being enlightened. And they started to know what is the hope of their calling. And what is the riches of the glory of the inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe. It was a beginning. And just like we don't know it all now, we've been speaking in tongues for years. And we know that we don't know it all. We can't bear it. But we're going to bear it because we're going to keep getting changed until we can bear more and more. More of what? The gifts and the calling. And this is what he said right here. That your eyes would be enlightened, that you would know what the hope of the calling is. Here's Paul praying for them. And you know he did it in other tongues. He just happened to write it in English so they could understand. He was praying for them in other tongues that they would know the hope of the calling. Right? And the power that comes along for what? To fulfill the calling. Glory be to God. Ephesians 4, verse 1. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. The vocation, Patrick. The vocation wherewith you are called. He's praying for you in the Spirit that you could walk in it fully, fully educated in what you're called to do and do it. Even though you can't bear it now, you will when he comes and you continue to pray. Is it possible to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we're called, or is he just making us look stupid? It's got to be possible. How are we going to do it then? Is it going to be some other way? There must be some other way, brother. Why does he just keep going back to the same thing over and over again? Praying it out. Pray it out. Pray it out. Say it out. Speak it out. Speak the word, yes. But pray in other tongues. As the Spirit gives you utterance and you will be trained, you will be fully educated in what you're called to do. Part of education in the natural realm is to learn how to do something. We just don't know how to do it yet. If we don't know how to do what we're called to do, how are we going to do it? Somebody's going to have to teach us and guide us into all the truth. Right? And show us things to come. Fully educated in the gifts and callings of God. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Glory be to God forever. You guys getting anything out of this? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Glory be to God. Verse 12. That you would walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. Obviously, you guys know everything about the kingdom and the glory. Well, he said he's praying for you that you would walk worthy of the kingdom and the glory to which you're called. You are called to the kingdom, called to the glory, and you're supposed to walk worthy of all those things. That's a tall order. What are you called to? The kingdom and the glory. How are you going to get there? Some other way? Some other door? Maybe somebody will lay hands on you. Maybe there'll be some meeting you can go to where you twitch for an hour and a half. Or maybe you just do what the Bible said and speak it out from the teacher who was given to you on the day of Pentecost. And as that gift came, so comes the calling. But you have to pay the legitimate price. Hallelujah. Makes myself just want to go home praying tongues right now. I remember this being at Raymond. People, you know, because you're in Tulsa, every speaker in the world comes through there at one point or another. Any given night of the week, you can go hear famous guy and famous guy, another famous guy and this other famous guy. You know, all the time, all my friends were like, oh, let's go over here and we'll hear Ed Dufresne. We'll go over here and hear Charles Capps. Well, you know, yeah, I'm all into that. Except when the Spirit of God says, no, I want you to come home and hear from me. You stay home praying tongues. I go, but I'm going to miss Charles Capps. You pray in tongues. And then invariably you go to the meeting because all your friends wanted you to go. And you know what Charles Capps would say? You need to stay at home and pray in tongues more. Right? And you're like, ooh, is he looking at me? I'm gonna hide under the pew. But that's why we get a distaste for some of these big meetings and things that go on, because we're like, we know where we're supposed to be. We know we're supposed to be paying the price so we can have legitimate power in the Spirit. Right? We know that we're supposed to be there developing, being fully trained in the gifts and the calling that God put on your life. Right? So that you can fulfill it and stand before Jesus at the end of time and he'll say, well done, good and faithful servant. Good and faithful. Well, obviously we're good. He didn't say, well done, well, mostly good. Kind of shabby. But servant, anyway. No, you were good at what you... How are you going to get good at the gifts and the calling if you don't even know what they are? Who's going to teach you what they are? The Holy Ghost. And he's not going to speak of himself. You're going to speak. How much you want to be trained? All the way. Well, you're going to have to speak all the way. Glory be to God. Take that one to the bank. Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. Whereunto he called somebody else? No. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. He called you. Remember the call? He must have gifted you for the call. Right? He called you to obtain the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. What? Come on, that can't be in there. The glory of the Lord, you? What are you called to? Can you handle that right now? Can you bear that? There's only one way you can bear it. It's by the Holy Ghost instructing you, teaching you, guiding you, so that you're fully educated in the way, or edumacated. Fully edumacated in the ways of being able to stand in that glory, walk in that glory, and live there. Holy Ghost. No other way. You can know all the scriptures. You can quote them. Some people do this. Some people can quote the whole Bible. You name a verse, they're like, da 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 da. Right? But you can't know and function in this glory until the Holy Ghost trains you and teaches you. And you can't do it without speaking in other tongues a lot. It's the way this works. Glory be to God forever. All right. Now you're really in trouble. 2 Peter 1, verse 3. Remember Jesus talking about the man who was building a tower? And he forgot to count the cost. Or he just didn't want to. And then he got it halfway built. It was halfway built. And then people mocked him because he didn't have enough to complete it. You know, God's not going to leave you there. But a lot of people are there because they only began and haven't continued with the Holy Ghost. His manifestation continues. They just stopped. Do you think the Holy Ghost is able to build the tower? Oh, he can build it, but he's got to have somebody's mouth to work through. You think he's fully capable of helping you to get all the gifts and the calling fulfilled? Even now. What if we wasted most of our life? Some of us did. What about Moses? He didn't even start. I mean, he messed it up right away. And then at 80. 80, I know you're not 80. You 80, Rich? No, you're not 80. So you got some time to waste, I guess. No. No. You think he has the ability? He wouldn't even tell us that this was what we're called to do if we didn't have the capacity to do it. The glory of our Lord Jesus Christ? That's what we're called to. We must be gifted and called. Where's the gift and call come from? The Holy Ghost. We've just been not giving him enough credit and letting us lead us and guide us into all of these wonderful things. Glory be to God. 2 Peter 1. Hallelujah. I'll find it here in a second. And verse 3. According as his divine power. Who is his divine power? Do we know this? Who is the power of God sent in the earth today? The Holy Ghost. According as his divine power has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. We have been called to glory and virtue. It's through the knowledge of him. How are we going to get to know the Holy Ghost? It would be really wonderful, I mean, because I know he speaks in a different language. It'd be wonderful if we knew the language that we could communicate with him so that we could know him. Because it's through the knowing of him that we're called to glory and virtue. Oh, if God just gave us a language that we could speak in every day to get to know the Holy Spirit. Because through the knowledge of him, we're called to glory and virtue. Hallelujah. Was that sarcasm? I don't know what that was. According to his divine power, who is the Holy Ghost, He has given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. According to this verse of scripture, for you word people, we have already been given everything that we need that pertains to life and godliness. What else do you need? We've got it all. And how did he give it? According to his divine power. So with the gift, the Holy Ghost, came the call and the ability to fulfill it and everything you need. What was the manifestation of the Holy Ghost on the day of Pentecost? They spoke with other tongues. So within those tongues is everything you need. When you're speaking in tongues, you're speaking forth everything you need. Carlene, everything you need that pertains to life and godliness and the knowledge of Him comes forth. You know Him. How are we going to know Him? We know Him by the Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. Glory be to God forever. Jesus is Lord. Called to glory and excellence. I looked up that word, power. Called to glory and excellence. The excellent glory. Remember the voice came from the glory, the excellent glory? Do you know what you're called to? The excellent glory. Do you know the glory on the Lord Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration? Oh, that was just Him. He's Jesus. We're called to His glory, to the obtaining of the same glory that the Lord Jesus is in right now. That's what you're called to. Do you think you can handle it right now? No wonder He said, I got many things to tell you. But you can't handle it right now. But when He's come, He's going to guide you and lead you and teach you. Where do you think He's going to guide you and lead you and teach you? Into all the truth. The glory. The excellent glory. Excellent. The powerful, excellent glory. Yes. Hallelujah. 2 Peter chapter 1. And verse 10. And I'm going to try to end with this. Hallelujah. Wherefore the rather, brethren. Wherefore the rather, brethren. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Are we called to the kingdom? Are we called to the glory? What did He tell us we were supposed to do? Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. So obviously, if we're not diligent to do what He's called us to do, which I've already explained, is to speak in tongues a lot. And yes, get in the Word, and yes, do all the other things you're supposed to do, but speaking in the Spirit, the power of speaking in tongues. If we don't do that, if we don't give due diligence to it, is our calling going to be sure? It's almost sure not to come to pass. Could we do that right now? Just decide, well, it costs too much. Costs too much to spend that much time in prayer. This seems like I've really got to dedicate myself to speaking forth these things if I want them to get them legitimately. Or we could just go to some meeting somewhere and somebody could lay hands on us. If we don't do it, is our calling and election sure? He wouldn't have said this. So could we right here tonight just decide not to? We could decide never to speak in tongues again. That freaked me out. I don't ever want to do that again. Right? What would not be sure? Your calling and election would not... An election? That's where it gets sticky. I don't even think we'll go there. But your calling is not sure. If you want it to be sure, you've got to do something about it. You got to open up your mouth and speak these words that establish and make your calling sure. Because you can't even hear, you don't even know what you're called to yet. I don't even know. I have a vague idea. Oh, I think maybe. I would like that. You don't even know. Because we can't bear it now. You could not bear in school. We're talking about spiritually educating yourself. If you went from the 6th grade into the 12th grade, and they put you into calculus, and all you knew was beginning algebra, you couldn't bear it. You could not handle it. You had to have all these other things built up in you before you could really understand this. Right? God's got a calling, and it ends with the Lord Jesus Christ and His glory. We can't handle it right now, but we can handle where we're at. And as we pray in tongues, He leads us and guides us into all the truth and shows us things to come and develops and trains you to the point where you can handle the next glory. From glory to glory to glory to Jesus' glory. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But the rather, brethren, give diligence. Give diligence. You ever hear of due diligence? Due diligence is to make sure you've covered all the bases. If you're not speaking in tongues, you're not covering all the bases, are you? You left one of the bases out. What if somebody, you know, hit a really long fly ball out into center field, but instead of going to first, he ran directly to second, third, and then home? Would he have gotten a home run? No, he would have been out, and people would have been looking at him, shaking their heads, going, "What is wrong with you? I knew he should have had somebody run for you. You never figured out which way to run. What's first base?" Yet when the Holy Ghost came, what was first base? Speaking in tongues. And you began there. Having begun in the Spirit, are you going to be made perfect by the flesh? No, that's where you begin. That's where you're taught. That's where all of these things come to play. This is so wonderful. It is so wonderful of God to give us something like that. What an exceeding great and precious gift. And with the gift comes the calling. With the calling comes the gift. You'll never know your full calling unless you speak it out first. Glory be to God. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. You are glorious and wonderful. We receive that word right now. I receive it into my spirit. And we commit to building the full tower that you've called us to. We will go from one glory to another glory to another glory to another glory until we obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ through the power of the Holy Ghost, through the power of speaking in other tongues as the Spirit gives us utterance. Thank you for this unspeakable gift. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Flebro do manabora de blehege boske. Grebono manazemedege glohongo gross to no manabare de boschus. Flehe de boblaha. And this is prayer school. We've just learned about it. We're going to continue to pray now. And along those lines, we have faith, Father. We have faith that your word is working in us mightily in our spirits, and we act on it. We pray out callings, the callings for this church, the callings for the people in this church, and the gifts that accompany it. Father, we will fall behind in no good thing, in no good gift. We don't fall behind. We excel by the excellent glory, by the excellent gifts that you've given us, and we're faithful over them, Father. Le bro sosta kele kamahastas de bro jinang degalo kusta priski veda bada ha ha ha. Lo bro bodabede beblingo gumblandango bamblangdango. I pray for every single person in this church. I pray for every single person here. You've established these things in them, Father. Do not let that word leave them. Do not let that word return void. Cause them to enter into the glory which you've called them to. Fanke, Mansi, Kuta, Liho, Labrauk, Lixnahan, Zon, Vin, Vedos, Alexahe, Behe, Trieste, Destis. And you will excel, says the Lord, in the things of the Spirit. And people will wonder where you came from, that you came from me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Lo preso namambro vende. And no thing will be able to stand before you for the rest of the days of your life, as long as you do it in the things of the Spirit. Hato kese mini lo bahindig vakukstaba. Ha, ha, ha. For he opens doors that no man can shut. They may try, but they can't shut it. And he's opening doors. Opening doors. Opening doors.
When shall we know if we follow on to know the Lord? Then shall we grow as we sow and reap from Him.
This message has been brought to you free of charge by the Metropolitan Holy Ghost Society. More messages are available online at www.holyghostsociety.org.